This is HPR episode 2026 entitled, What's in My Bag, Again? And is part of the series, What's in My Toolkit? It is hosted by Christopher M. Hobbs and is about 8 minutes long. The summary is, a look at what I carry in my bag every day. It's quite different than the last show.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
HPR listeners. Hopefully this will pick up pretty well. I'm using my Rockbox to record again. It's been a couple of years since I've recorded an episode, but I saw that there was a call for episodes and some were missing, so I actually recorded a couple of episodes a few months back and appear to have lost them, and I'll re-record those. One is an update on where I am with free software, and another one is a little more technical, but I figured a quick way that I could get an episode out for you guys is to do one for What's in My Bag series, and it's been a couple of years since I've done this one, so my kit has changed a little bit. I'm not using a messenger bag anymore. I've got a commute, so I've just got a normal, whatever the standard JanSport backpack is, with the front pocket and the big pocket in the back, and I will just go through this real quick, and hopefully somebody will find some use of it. So in the front pocket here, the first thing I've got accessible is an EpiPen. I have an allergy to bees and wasps, and I carry this EpiPen now just about everywhere that I go. I'm glad I finally have one. I went a long time without one, so I've always got that with me. Then inside the smaller compartment, I carry a Gossamer Gear medium hip pack, which I carry when I go backpacking, but it fits right in the front, and it's kind of where I keep easy, quickly accessible items. So inside it, I've got a little Fisherman's Friend tin that has two USB storage devices, a spare battery for my phone, which is a Nexus S running replicant, and this tin is about to fall apart. I've got a data transfer cable, a very small one for my phone, and I've got a Think Penguin wireless adapter, and a small 1/8 inch patch cable for auxiliary for speakers and that sort of thing if I want to listen to the Rockbox in the car. I just keep this wrapped up with a rubber band because it really is falling apart and I should get an Altoids tin or something. Then I have a little bit of Advil, a little bit of aspirin, some eye drops, some mints, some lip balm. It's almost like a purse at this point. I've got headphones. The Rockbox would naturally be in this as well that I'm recording on. It's a Sansa clip zip. I have a USB stick in here with tails on it. It's outdated though. I need to update it. I've got some toothpicks. They are cinnamon. I have a Sharpie. Never know when I'm going to need that. A couple of cough drops in here, and I've got a USB battery. This one is a power bank. Yeah, I think one of the leads on it is broken. I haven't used it in such a long time. I should really try and disassemble it and figure out what's wrong with it, but I still carry it around for reasons unknown to me. I haven't found it very useful. So that's everything that's in there. I'll set that aside. Also in the front, I've got a small flashlight, which is a recent addition. It is a Stone River Gear, small, about the size of my hand, little LED flashlight. Puts out pretty bright light. Apparently also got some change in there. And let's see, in the other pocket in the front I have, which should be in this little container, I've got a green Zippo lighter that I've had for quite some time. This one is from 1989. I've had this one for a very, very long time. And I'm not sure why, but I have a bag, a tea bag in here. Darjeeling tea. So in the big compartment, let me get it open. I carry packed up all the time a Marmot Precip rain jacket. It's a rain shell. It's a black one. I actually have the women's shell. I bought the women's one on accident, but nobody seems to know the difference, and it looks just like a normal black rain jacket. But it folds up into itself, and this is really nice if it's windy, or if it's a little bit chilly, or if it's raining a bit. Sometimes I take this when I'm backpacking as well, but it's a pretty good option. I have a Moleskine, however you say that, journal, the quad ruled journal, soft cover. I don't use this as much as I would like. I tend to use org mode for my notes, but this makes a useful note-taking device. I also have a Moleskine soft-sided journal, their agenda, weekly agenda. And then I have, right now, I have the Elementary Ghost Series Volume 4, Life and Death Book by James Davies and the Casito Publishing Company. Play a little Go, and so I can run through some problems on the fly. I have whatever book I happen to be reading at the time in there. A couple of power supplies. I have a black steel water bottle. It's from Target. It's an Embark bottle. And then I carry two computers with me because I keep my personal work and my personal things and my work completely separate. I've got them in Amazon Basics neoprene sleeves. The first one is my personal machine, and this is what I do everything on. It's an Asus X101CH EPC that I have modified with a slimline, sorry, a low profile SSD to give it a little more speed. It's a bit of a slow machine, but I do some of my computing on external devices. And then, or sorry, external servers. And then finally, I have a System 76 Galago, I think it's called. The Galago Ultra Pro. I don't know that I can really recommend System 76 laptops, but I will say it's fast. I've had some hardware problems with it, and the camera's kind of poor quality, so it makes video conferencing difficult. However, all of the hardware problems I've had aside, some USB trouble and a couple of other things, is a very fast laptop. Unfortunately, it requires proprietary blobs for almost all of its hardware, so if free software is something that you are interested in, I wouldn't recommend a laptop. But it is relatively inexpensive and relatively quick. However, it does not belong to me. It belongs to my employer and works well for my job. Additionally, I guess a little bonus material, my usual carry in my pockets. I always have a handkerchief with me or a bandana. Use it regularly. I have a small child, always wiping things off of him. You never know when you need to get a hold of something gross, and so it's nice to have that. Carry a small K-bar folding blade by Dozier Designs that my wife got me. My Nexus S, of course, and my little slim leather wallet. It's not even a fold-up wallet, it's more of a money clip. So yeah, I guess that's the extent of it. I'd like to encourage more people to record some episodes. If you go back and look at my old episodes, I've done three or four of them, and you'll see that it's not difficult to do. I'm not very good at this, but it's fun to do, and would encourage anybody who's had any interest in a podcast to give it a shot. Hopefully, I'll be able to recover the episodes that I've apparently lost, and I will get those uploaded along with this one, and I will try and get a couple of extra episodes recorded in the near future. So, I believe that's it for me. Thanks a lot, HPR. We'll see you soon.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.